النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam. In one of these dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence speaks to one of his representatives and has a dialogue with him who is a representative from Ahwaz. Now, in general, they're talking about the idea of compulsion and free will, as well as the stated stance of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and the pure Muhammadan Islam, which is that it is a matter between the two. Now, it's a very, very long, actually, segment and conversation. We're just taking small pieces and trying to learn from these beautiful words in this dialogue of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Now, there's many parts within this dialogue, you know, where Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is constantly emphasizing to this representative in Ahwaz the idea of keeping both the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam together, as well as keeping the Quran and the traditions together, right? So sometimes when we are looking at the traditions, we don't keep the traditions connected with the Quran, and vice versa. When we are reading the Quran, we don't take into consideration the traditions. Now, we find that, different theological schools of thought, jurisprudential schools of thought, as well as those who do the exegesis and the tafsir of the Holy Quran, as well as the different, madhahib and the different schools of thought that we have in Islam, they sometimes have a tendency to not connect the two, meaning they disconnect the two. Now, when you disconnect the two, you have an incomplete picture of the Holy Quran and an incomplete picture of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And so we find that throughout history, and especially in this conversation, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is constantly, telling this representative in Ahwaz that we must keep the traditions with the Quran and the Quran with the traditions. They have to both conform to one another, right? Now, this is more so with the traditions than with the Quran, meaning the Quran does not necessarily conform to the traditions, right? The Quran is this pure, perfect, untainted, uncorrupted, this is the perfect pillar that is there. But of course, that pillar needs to be understood with the traditions. But the traditions are not all, not corrupted, if you know what I mean, right? There are traditions which are corrupted. For approximately 100 years after the demise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, we find that there was a complete ban on relating traditions. And then after 100 years, all of a sudden this ban gets lifted by, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, and he says that you can write traditions. And then everybody, after 100 years of time frame, started to relate traditions left and right. You can imagine the amount of inconsistencies and mistakes that occurred. But alhamdulillah, the Shia faith, because they had the infallible and immaculate divinely appointed Imams alayhim salam, who were connected to one another, they always had the traditions, of the Messenger of Allah with them, untainted and uncorrupted. And so here, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is saying that we must take these traditions, all of them, and make sure that they conform with the Holy Quran. And if they don't conform with the Holy Quran, then you need to kind of analyze and research and think twice about these traditions that are, we have access to. And then Imam Hadi alayhi salam in this conversation says that if the tradition and the evidences and the news, the akhbar, conforms to the Holy Quran, and likewise, when you take the Quran and you put it side by side with the traditions, and the Quran confirms these traditions, and the traditions confirm to the Holy Quran, then these are reliable traditions that must be followed and must be obeyed. And everybody should, implement and obey these traditions. And he talks about Hadith al-Thaqalain, you know, the two precious weighty things, the Holy Quran and the Sunnah or the Itra or the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, which is really all one and the same thing, right? Then the people must follow. And if they don't follow these things and they are outside the bounds of Islam because they are openly rejecting something that is clearly in the Holy Quran and it is confirmed by reliable traditions. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.